This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 420 for Friday, June 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, boosted by gains in the Chicago soy complex. Canola up 8 to nearly $23, July up $13.20 at $903 per ton. New crop November up $18.80 at $762.50 per ton. Soy oil posted triple-digit gains, testing 10-year highs, and that was providing spillover support for canola through much of the day. Hot and dry weather forecasts for both Canada and the U.S. were a major supportive influence, with key canola-growing regions dealing with heat stress and in need of moisture. A lack of farmer selling pressure given the uncertain production prospects contributed to the gains. The Canadian dollar is a bit firmer, and that did temper the upside somewhat. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher on the back of the hot and dry weather, also for the Midwest. A broadly weaker tone in the U.S. dollar internationally was also supportive. Soybeans up 32 cents in the November contract at $14.35 per bushel. Weather was the main driver, as the tight old crop supply situation and strong demand projections have market participants following the new crop soybean yield potential very closely. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included about 18,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 180,000 tons for the new crop. That was in line with expectations. Corn also boosted by weather worries today, the September contract up 24 cents at $6.06 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just under a million tons of old and new crop business combined came in at the higher end of trade guesses. Persistent hot and dry weather in Brazil also remained supportive, but Argentina's corn crop has seen some better weather, and yields there have been beating expectations, with about a third of Argentina's harvest complete. Wheat futures, they are up, with the hot weather especially supportive for spring wheat, which led to the upside. September spring wheat up 30 cents at $8.13 per bushel. Kansas City up 11 cents in the September contract at $6.43 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 12 cents in September at $6.92 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales included net cancellations of 33,000 tons of old crop wheat, but sold in new crop bookings of about 400,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.